Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Some off-season interesting thing happened yesterday in baseball.
In baseball.
And that is Trent Grisham accepting that qualifying offer.
Okay.
No,
like,
what?
Like we knew he was going
no,
to.
No, we didn't necessarily because...
It's $22 million.
Hold on a second, though. We didn't necessarily think he was because I don't think Brian Cashman thought he was. So if Brian Cashman didn't think that he was, then we didn't know that he was. I think it was a really smart move on his part. I would have done the same thing. $22 million for 1 year, especially with the lockout looming in the distance. But I don't believe that Brian Cashman thought that, you know, a lot of these qualifying offers are given to these guys hoping that they don't take it so they get the compensatory pick. That's what the whole point of it is. So what's interesting about it is now you got this $22 million on the books with a guy who had an outlier year, and you've got not a lot of room with the next level of the luxury tax for the Yankees to add, and they got to bring Bellinger back. So this was an interesting one yesterday for the Yankees. And I don't think it's the worst thing in the world that he's coming back. You know, C-Mac on Yankees Hot Stove this morning was killing it, like screaming about how terrible it was. I don't think it's that bad. It's a one-year commitment, but if it does hold them back from going to get another player, they're out on Kyle Tucker because of that, or they can't go the extra mile with Bellinger because of it, then it's a problem. But hopefully it's not what happens.
You know, I just think if you're Trent Grisham and you have your outlier year, he did bat only .235, but he did have 34 home runs, and you had your best year, you're in the lineup with Aaron Judge and Cody Bellinger, you're going to want to stay here. I mean, and there's nobody out there, unless there's somebody out there that would have offered him, let's say, 3 years, maybe $50 million.
Yeah, which
then I could understand why you would opt out. But maybe his agent, and I'm not sure who his agent is, said, look, we don't have those type of offers. I'm not getting those type of sniffs right now.
Yeah.
So you'd be better off to just accept the $22 million, play in the Yankee lineup. And maybe, you know, if things go haywire for the Yankees, they trade him at the trade deadline. Nobody's trading for the Yankees and helping out the Yankees. So that's for sure. I mean, he's going to be your center fielder. And, you know, I think you got to remember it. So they also have Gerrit Cole coming back this year.
Yep.
So that is kind of like what Ohtani was for the Dodgers. You know, he was a player and he was stealing bases and hitting home runs. Obviously, Gerrit Cole doesn't do that. But he also is a top-end pitcher for the Dodgers, and one of the reasons why they went and won the World Series again this year, because he was able to do that. Bringing Gerrit Cole back, bringing Bellinger back, having Trent Grisham for one more year, you know, you're counting on your starting pitching staff to be one of the best in baseball next year.
Yeah, I mean, and that's, of course, the hope. But
The other thing, too, is Ryan McMahon at third base.
Yeah.
They got another year there, so he disappointed offensively for sure. Defensively, he was, you know, he solidified the defense for the Yankees in the infield.
I mean, I guess what the argument would be against Grisham coming back is what I mentioned before about the $22 million and hamstringing you with other players. But also now what you're saying is if you bring Bellinger back, which everybody expects they're going to be make sure that he stays. It's not a lock, but it's going to be a huge priority. Essentially, you're now bringing back the same team. Now, I don't know what they're going to end.
With Gerrit Cole.
Right, with Gerrit Cole coming back. But the same starting eighth is what you're going to have, and depending on whether or not they keep Anthony Volpe at shortstop or they decide to go.
These are all the questions that will be answered by the time.
But outside of that, it's like the same team. So it's like, now you're just saying that the missing piece, you're going to bring the whole squad back and the missing piece is Gerrit Cole and you're going to go win
the
World Series?
That's part of it. And obviously got to make sure the bullpen is.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
I thought the bullpen was decent last year. I don't see why you would change much of it, but I think Devin Williams, you know, turned out to be a pretty good Yankee, if you ask me.
Well, I mean, it was a miserable start, but he got the job done later in the season and, yeah, ended on a really, really high note. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to get all worked up over, like, what a player did, like Trent Grisham. He did what he should have done for him and his family. That's all there is to it. The baseball rules are there for a reason, and he played within the rules. He's not doing anything wrong. He's doing everything.
No, nobody's saying that he is.
I mean, but I listen to the station. You can hear Yankee fans. I can't believe this. Why did Brian Cashman do that? I mean, Jesus.
Well,
I'll
tell you why he did it. I mean, he did it because he thought there was going to be a market for Trent Grisham. And because he came off this year and he's thinking, this is great. I mean, we brought in Trent Grisham, didn't pay him anything. Now he's going to leave in free agency and we can get a pick out of it because he's going to decline this qualifying offer and someone's going to sign him for, you know, 3 years and what you said, $50 million. And he didn't. He accepted the $22 million.
And it also now stunts the growth of Jason Dominguez.
Which is a possibility.
Which is a possibility as well. But he is a solid defensive outfield center fielder. He is. And I still say that, you know, when Bellinger's out there, he's out there, and Judge is out there, that's one of the best outfields in baseball. It is. It just is. And when you look at offensive production and defensive metrics, which I was checking out the other day.
Were you?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, run prevention?
I don't know. I just heard Brandon screaming about something, so.
Yeah, run prevention.
Or whatever. He loves numbers, man. That guy loves numbers.
Oh, he does. We've heard him before rattle off a lot of numbers in a row.
Numbers, more numbers. And I was like, my head was spinning. And I felt like the metric numbers defensively and run prevention were pretty strong.
K-right rate, whiff rate.
92nd percentile average exit velo, 85% hard hit rate, 95% squared up rate, 92% chase rate, 95% walk rate, 84% K right rate, 86% fielding run value, and 95% range. His whiff rate and his K rate is still 88th percentile and 92%. I'm looking at his spray chart going oppo.
Yeah, there it was. All of that.
You know, he should go work for the Yankees. You know, he should be like an analytic guy for the Yankees.
I mean, him and Aaron Boone apparently have a good relationship. Calls him Booney. Texts a little bit with him. Mentions that on the show, so maybe. K. Wright rate.
You know, how many punchies does he have? That's what I want to know.
By the way.
Hard hit rate is a big thing, too.
Sure. Frankie Montas is officially gone.
Yeah, okay, good.
What a disaster. I mean, if you're David Stearns, do you hear that name? Like, you want to ruin David Stearns' day?
Yeah.
You say Frankie Montas.
Mm-hmm. What? And now, all of a sudden, you have, like, industry sources wondering what David Stearns' plans are and whether or not they align with Steve Cohen's.
Oh, come on. Of course they
do. So that's industry sources are saying that now.
Industry sources.
Welcome to New York.
Yeah.
Industry sources, you know, may have an impact.
You know, the baseball offseason does suck, but I there were things that actually did happen yesterday. The Grisham thing does affect the Yankees offseason. The Montas thing does affect the Mets offseason, but it does suck. I mean, it does. We wait here, we wait here,
oh,
we wait here.
Oh, and by the way, Kodai Senga can be had in trade.
Which, I don't know, like...
what is he worth right now?
Who's pitching for the Mets next year?
Well, this is why, you know, industry sources say they're not sure about what David Stearns is doing. I know Nolan McClain's going to be out there.
Yeah. And hopefully Brandon Sprague's going to be out. But like Kodai Senga drives me nuts. I would not be opposed to trading him at all.
Well, he's available according to industry sources.
Industry sources?
Yeah, well, good. Jesus.
I don't know what the hell
you're going to get
for him at this point. It's almost like you'd rather roll the dice for him to have another really good season for you as opposed to trade him for nothing.
Trade him to the Dodgers. Then you get have Kodai Senga, Yamamoto, and Shohei all on the same team.
And Roki Sasaki.
And Roki Sasaki, too, yeah.
And maybe...
maybe he would feel more comfortable in that situation.
Yeah. He's never comfortable, that guy. Every time we hear from him, it's like, I'm not ready, I'm not right, I don't feel right, I don't feel like I can compete.
Well, at least he's being honest.
My stamina's not up. A lot of guys
go out there and try to do it, like Frankie Montas. They try to go out there and do it, and next thing you know, Tommy John surgery, here we go. And by the way, like Frankie Montas wasn't going to pitch for the Mets anyway.
No, he was out. But it's just like, it's just having to, and hopefully they can collect insurance.
They just open a roster spot for some speedy young guy that I've never heard of.
Yeah, it's just that, bring him in. He's got a history injury. He's terrible for you. Gets hurt. You have to cut him because he's going to miss the entire year. You got to eat the money. It's just like, ugh.
Well, it's part of it. It's part of the sport.
It's part of it, man.
Thank God those players get all their money when they get hurt.
That is true.
It takes them a while to get to the point where they can make some money, but when they do make the money, it is guaranteed.
You know, Al, are you rooting for a lockout, a work stoppage in 2026?
Yes, sir.
You are rooting for that?
Yeah, I am.
I thought you might be.
Why? You just...
Because it's stupid, the amount of money that's being tossed around, that it doesn't make any sense, so I'm hoping for a work stoppage.
Yeah, it's amazing that the owners can't get their acts together, so they want to go to the players and try to get the players to give up something so the owners don't kill themselves. You know, and you have the Pirates now all of a sudden, oh, we're in on Schwarber. Yeah, okay. Yeah, come on. I mean.
They did that with somebody else a couple of years ago.
The whole thing is about whether or not Paul Skeens is souring on the organization.
Says he wants to be a Yankee, apparently. He's telling teammates he wants to be a Yankee.
Doesn't everybody want to be? Well, no, not everybody. A lot of people want to be Dodgers.
Yeah. Juan Soto didn't want to be a Yankee.
No.
He's one of the guys who didn't.
That's right. He wanted to be a Met.
That's right. Because their farm system was so great. That's what it was. Because their future was so bright. That's why Juan Soto wanted to be a Met. Had nothing to do about the extra dollars and the suite for his family and everything else.
Speaking of wanting to be a Met, Pete Alonso wants to be a Met.
Yeah. And the Mets claim that they want him. Back.
Even though run prevention is a little bit shoddy.
Yeah. You know, could be, maybe feels like Red Sox for Pete Alonso.
Okay. Mm. Red Sox are in on Pete Alonso, just like the Pirates are in on Kyle Schwarber.
No, I think a little bit more so the Red Sox are in a Pete
Alonso.
Where is
the this Hall of Fame player in waiting Kyle Tucker going?
Oh, the Dodgers.
Oh, he's going to go to the Dodgers now?
Probably, yeah. He's either going to stay with the Cubs or go to the Dodgers. He's not coming to the Mets. He's not coming to the Yankees.
What about the Giants? What are the Giants doing? They got so much money out there. What are they doing?
I don't know. I mean, they've lost out on so many players. And I think you hear that people don't want to live there. Players don't want to live in San Francisco. It's just like something they don't want to do.
They don't want to pay the taxes.
Well, also, again, it's just going down the tubes, you know?
Well, you know, we could be right on the heels of that. You know what I mean?
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.